OK, Mark's on the line. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
OK, fire away.
A question regarding black holes. Since I know that black holes can lose mass through Hawking radiation, and the force of gravity is related to the mass, is it possible for a black hole to lose sufficient mass that it no longer is a black hole and has moved up the scale to do something like a neutron star?
Sounds like one for Dominic. Dominic, first of all, tell us, what actually is Hawking radiation?
Now, there is a process by which black holes can lose mass, and what happens is that all the time in the vacuum of space, there's a quantum process by which particles and antiparticles are popping out of the vacuum of space. Now, if one of those two particles, the antiparticle, falls into the black hole, and the other particle, the real mass particle, does not fall into the black hole, then you've got a particle out of the black hole. The antiparticle has fallen in and will annihilate with the matter inside the black hole, and that causes the black hole to lose mass. Now, this is a very slow process for the kind of astrophysical black holes you see in the centres of galaxies and that form out of supernova explosions. But if you were, for example, to take a small black hole, I did a calculation a while back for one the size of a double-decker bus, then this is actually quite a fast process, and a black hole the size of a double-decker bus would last about 1,000th of a second before it would just evaporate into the vacuum of space. But obviously, real black holes are around about the mass of the Sun or many millions times that mass, and they will lose mass very slowly compared to the amount of mass they have.